USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House grounds very busy today as about 30,000 people turned out for the 141st annual Easter egg roll on the White House lawn. President Trump and First Lady Melania welcoming the group and the president making some remarks.
And maybe most importantly, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Our country is doing fantastically well, probably the best it's ever done economically. We're setting records on stock markets. We're setting records with jobs.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be hosting a conference call with other top Democrats later today to discuss possibly impeaching President Trump. Eight people confirmed dead after what's now being called a powerful 6.1 magnitude earthquake rocks parts of the Philippines near the capital of Manila. It struck at 5:11 p.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop, so you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Numerous reports say this is the week that former Vice President Joe Biden will make a long-anticipated announcement that he's running for president. Massachusetts Congressman Democrat Seth Moulton became the 19th candidate in the field. He announced this morning in a video.
And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. The Supreme Court's agreeing to hear a pair of high-profile cases involving gay rights and the rights of transgender people in the workplace. The High Court announcing today it will decide whether existing civil rights laws ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, as federal law does forbid workplace discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, and national origin, but it does not explicitly apply to LGBTQ individuals. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Several brands of bottled water are reportedly contaminated with arsenic. According to Consumer Reports, the worst offenders are Whole Foods-owned Starkey and Peñafiel, which is owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper and imported from Mexico. Consumer Reports says its tests found that samples of Peñafiel had arsenic levels well above the federal allowable limit. Tests of Starkey water showed levels at or just below federal limits. Keurig Dr. Pepper says it has suspended bottled water production at its plant in Mexico and will revamp the filtration process that is used at that facility. SpaceX's timetable to get humans back into space may have to change a bit after what it calls an anomaly. Engine problems were reported during a test over the weekend at Cape Canaveral. Plumes of orange smoke was seen for miles, or were seen for miles. SpaceX was planning to fly astronauts to the International Space Station in just a few months, but it's not clear if the company can maintain that timeline now. Today is Earth Day, the anniversary of the birth of the environmental movement, as Earth Day looks to inspire new ideas and bring people to action when it comes to the environment and protecting it. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.